Stein D.
Parshas Ki Tisai.
Yeah. Page 490, the new paragraph of the page. We began last time we were discussing the connection between the Mishkan and Shabbos, and we discussed that you can't desecrate Shabbos to build the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash, because Shabbos is on a higher level, and now we'll see the Psukim inside. It says like this, V'yem Hashem al-Meshe, Lema Hashem said to Meshe, V'ato daber al-Bnei Yisrael lemer, you, though, should speak to the Jews, saying the following, Ach eshep seisi tishmeiru, you have to keep Shabbos. What does Ach mean? That even though I'm telling you to build the Mishkan, which is an extremely important building, nevertheless, Ach, but, you have to keep my Shabbos. The Mefarshim also point out that why is this, the Pasuk say Ach? The Gemara says a rule that when it says Ach, it's an expression of exclusion. The Gemara says when it says Ach, like it says, I'll give you an example, by Pesach, it says, Ach bayom harishin tashbisa so'emi betechem. Literally means, on the first day of Pesach, you have to destroy the chametz. But the Pasuk says Ach, Ach bayom harishin. So the Gemara learns out, that means to include that even midday, the day before Pesach, you already have to get rid of the chametz, biblically. So the same thing the Mefarshim explained like this. When it says here the word Ach, means sometimes you are allowed to desecrate Shabbos. You have to keep Shabbos. Ach, but there are cases when you don't. For instance, to save a life. This is one of the Rabbeinu Bechaya says, this is one of the sources in the Torah, so to speak, that to save a life, you have to desecrate Shabbos. Not only are you allowed to desecrate Shabbos, it's a mitzvah to desecrate Shabbos. And the Gemara says, who should be the one desecrating Shabbos to save the life? The head rabbi, the head person, the greatest person of the place, should be the one that goes ahead and desecrates Shabbos to show that you have to desecrate Shabbos to save a life. And the Gemara learns that one of the lemudim is from the word ach, because it says, again, like we said, that sometimes you don't have to, you're not supposed to keep Shabbos. Now, let's finish the pasuk before we talk. Achas shabseisi tishmeiru, you have to keep Shabbos. Why? Ki eisi, because it's a sign. Hashem says, why do you have to keep Shabbos? Ki eisi b'ni u'b'neichem l'dereisechem, this is a sign between me and you for all generations. L'das, to know, ki ani Hashem mikadishchem, that you should know that I am Hashem, who sanctified you. Okay, this is a simple pasuk, means Hashem makes you holy, Shabbos is a sign, and like we discussed already, the Gemara says, Shabbos is what's called Yesod HaEmuna, the fundamental basis and premise of belief. By keeping Shabbos, a Jew proclaims basically that God created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. So therefore it says, this is a sign between me and you for all generations. This is the reason, because of this pasuk, that we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. Why don't we wear tefillin on Shabbos? If you look in the Chumash, when the Torah speaks about wearing tefillin, the Torah says you have to wear it miyamim yamim, every day you have to wear tefillin. Where do we get this concept that on Shabbos, in Yom Tif, we don't wear tefillin? So the Gemara says that tefillin are called a sign. We say in the Shema, V'hoya lo'eis al yodecha, ukshartum lo'eis al yodecha, time for a sign on your hand, lo'titofes, and for a sign between your eyes. So tefillin is an us, a sign. Shabbos is a sign. Like the Pasuk says here, K-A-C, it's a sign between me and you that they created the world, and I made you holy. So the Gemara says, if Shabbos is a sign, and tefillin is a sign, you don't need a double sign on Shabbos. And therefore Shabbos itself isn't us, so therefore you don't have to wear tefillin. Then you have another interesting thing. There's another us, which men have and women halachically have, and that is the concept of bris milah. It says it should be la'eis b'psarchem. It should be a sign in your flesh. And the Gemara says women are considered circumcised. In other words, they're not lacking in the concept of circumcision. Women are considered circumcised. So therefore, there's the os of bris milah. During the weekday, we have a second sign of tefillin. Shabbos and Yom Tov, we don't need it because we have the sign of Shabbos and Yom Tov itself. Okay, so therefore, the word... Now, there's another question over here that the commentaries ask. We had a similar question before also, and they answered the same answer. It says in Pasuk Yud Gimel, the Pasuk we just learned, it says, and you speak to the Bnei Yisrael. Okay? Now, that word, va'ata, you, doesn't really belong there. If you look in Pasuk Yud Beis, it said, Vayem Hashem Omei Shalemer. Okay? And what does it say always? Daber o Bnei Yisrael. Speak to the Jewish people. You know, Daber o Bnei Yisrael means you should speak to the Jewish people. Va'ata to Daber means you speak. I mean, the word va'ata is completely redundant. It's extra. Why does the Torah use the word va'ata? And we quoted last time, earlier in Parshas Tetzaveh, there is a similar question. And the Mefarshim answer here, the same thing they answered there. So when the Jews were in Egypt, Moshe Rabbeinu convinced Paroi that one day the Jews need a break of slavery. He said, you can't have people working 24-7. They're not going to be productive. So Moshe Rabbeinu convinced Paroi that you need to give one day off. What day off did Moshe Rabbeinu pick? He told him Shabbos. Obviously, Shabbos is you're not allowed to work. So he gave him the day of Shabbos. So Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu like this. You are, you know, the Shabbos guy. You know, you got the Jews to keep Shabbos. So now when it comes to tell the Yidden the mitzvah of Shabbos, Hashem says, Va'ata daber b'nei Yisrael. He wants to emphasize you, because you got the concept of Shabbos in the desert, in Mitzrayim. So therefore you should be the one that's going to tell the Jews the halachas of Shabbos. Another thing it says like this. Why is Hashem emphasizing over here va'ata you more than anybody else? And he says another reason. Because the Mishkan was to forgive the Jewish people for worshipping the golden calf. And it says, whoever keeps Shabbos properly is like keeping the whole Torah. So therefore, when it came to fix the sin of idol worshipping, so Hashem wanted that Moshe Rabbeinu should emphasize to the Jewish people that together with building of the Mishkan to forgive the golden calf, we need to give him an additional mitzvah that's equal to all mitzvahs. And therefore he said to him, you be the one to tell him, because you have to rectify the Egel, you as the leader of the Jewish people, and then tell him first Shabbos and then the laws of the Mishkan to teach him that, like we learned before, the Mishkan does not desecrate Shabbos. But this whole concept of Shabbosei Tishmeru is another thing. Shabbosei is plural. Shabbosei is plural. Keep my, in English, which is incorrect grammar, they say keep my Shabbases. Okay? It's Shabbosim, but in English they would say keep my Shabbases. So, the simple meaning of the Pasuk is that, you know, collectively all the Shabbases of time you have to keep. But the Pasuk could have said, Achas Yema Shabbos Tishmeru, keep the day of Shabbos. Why does it say Shabbos in plural? And they explain that there is a very interesting contradiction in two Medrashim, in Yerushalmi and Medrash. One says, if the Jews would keep, all the Jews would keep one Shabbos, Mashiach would come. Another Medrash says, if the Jews would, all the Jews would keep two Shabbosim, then Mashiach would come. So they ask a contradiction, meaning either it's one or two. One Medrash says, the Jews keep one Shabbos, Mashiach will come, and another Medrash says, two Shabbosim. And they answer, and in fact the Rebbe discusses this, that in each Shabbos there's two aspects. So both Medrashim are really saying the same thing. It's one Shabbos, but there's two aspects in Shabbos. And therefore when it says, Achas Shabbosei Tishmeru, that you have to keep the concept of plural Shabbos, it means every aspect of Shabbos. Now, what does it mean in a simple sense? Two aspects of Shabbos. In Shabbos, there's two aspects. There's one aspect of resting on Shabbos. It's a day of rest. Tishbeis, to rest. And then there's another aspect of Shabbos of not desecrating Shabbos. It's two different things. We mentioned in the past, you can have a person that doesn't desecrate Shabbos in any way whatsoever. He didn't do any one of the 39 prohibitions of Shabbos, yet he did not keep Shabbos properly. How does it work? Marshal, schlepping a heavy table in the house back and forth a whole day is not prohibited. You're not carrying, you're not cooking, you're not baking, you're not writing, you're not doing anything. All you're doing is schlepping this table back and forth a whole day on Shabbos. Did you transgress any prohibition? No. Did you rest on Shabbos? Also not. In other words, there's a mitzvah on Shabbos was called Tishbeis, to rest. If you don't do any work, but you don't rest, you're not fulfilling the proper aspect of Shabbos.
Physically or spiritually?
Both.
Both.
Both. In fact, the Kleyoker says another thing. He says the Kleyoker explained, he also asks the same question. Why does it say here Shabbos say plural? And he says like this. There's two aspects of Shabbos also. One is Shabbos in remembrance of creation, and one is Shabbos of the era of Mashiach. There's two aspects of Shabbos. There's one aspect of Shabbos that we say, Shabbos created the world in 6 days, rested on the seventh, you have to keep Shabbos. When Mashiach comes, as we say, L'yayim shekuli Shabbos u'menucha l'chay o'ilamim, there's going to be a completely different aspect of Shabbos, which is the era of Mashiach. So the Pasuk is saying, Achas shabseisi tishmeiru, you have to keep both aspects of Shabbos. The Shabbos which is for creation, and the Shabbos which is for the era of Mashiach. Both of those things need to be kept.
What does that mean?
The anticipation of Mashiach's coming, the waiting of Mashiach's coming. In fact, we mentioned many times, the Rambam writes, at the end of Rambam, when he writes about the era of Mashiach, the Rambam writes a very, very sharp expression. The Rambam writes, whoever doesn't believe in the coming of Mashiach, or a person who's not anxiously waiting. In other words, you can believe Mashiach is coming, but you know, another 10,000 years, you know, another 2,000 years, 1,800 years, whatever. A person can believe a Mashiach is coming, and then the Rambam says, "Umi sheinu mechakel lebiyasei," a person who doesn't anticipate their coming, meaning they're eagerly awaiting the coming of Mashiach. The Rambam says they are denying the entire Torah that God gave to the Jews. That's what the Rambam says.
That's harsh.
It's very harsh. The Rambam says in Hilchos Melachim, in the last two Prakim, when he talks about the coming of Mashiach, he says, Mishay min maimin bibiyasi, or Mishay min machaka bibiyasi, hadeh ze kefer, laid out in this thing, but in the whole Torah smesha, the whole Torah.
How's the coming of Mashiach has
Shabbos is the 7,000th year era, which is the aspect of Mashiach. In fact, in davening we say, in benching, the Medrash in Tilim, when David HaMelech says, Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, that we say right after L'Chod Eidi, after the banging, we say, Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. It says, what is it, L'Yom HaShabbos? The Medrash says, this is the Shabbos of Liyam Shekula Shabbos. It's not only the Shabbos of now. It's Mizmor Shir Liyam HaShabbos. The Medrash says refers to the coming of Mashiach. So the Pasuk says, Achas Shabseisi Tishmeiru, plural, because there's two aspects of Shabbos. There's an aspect of Shabbos of, like he says, Shabbos of Bereishis, of creation, and the Shabbos of the era of Mashiach.
Rabbi, when it's mentioned,
What percentage of Jews in this world would you guess or estimate never even heard of Mashiach?
Too many.
I never heard of it until my 40s.
Well, it's never too late.
I'm just saying, imagine how many people never don't even know about the word.
That's it. So now you learn, it's never too late. So now you have a job to make sure people don't find out about Mashiach until their 40s. You have to make sure they find out earlier. By the way, you know, there's an interesting vort. I remember the vort and I just put it on paper because it's easier. But all the food we eat on Shabbos, it's connected to seven. One second. I'm not talking about the Persian foods, by the way. I'm talking about, you know, the normal Torah food. The Torah food. Okay. Yeah. I'll give you an example. Challah. Eat challah, right? Ches lamed hay is 43. Ches is 8, lamed is 30, and hay is 5. 43, 4 and 3 is 7. Okay? Yayin, yud yud is 10 and 10, and nun is 50, is 70, is again 7. You eat dag, fish, dalet gimel is 4 and 3, is 7. You eat, I'm not done. You eat meat, basar, basar, beis, shin reish, is 502. 5 and 2 equals 7. One sec. Now, who eats beitzim on Shabbos? Marak, you eat soup on Shabbos? I didn't figure it out yet. Marak, you eat soup?
It's also 7.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Well, we'll get it to 7. But Marak is soup. You have Shabbos, you eat soup, right? Marak is 340. Mem is 40. Reishon Kuf is 200. 100 is 340. 3 and 4 equals 7. I even got one that I like, Glida. Ice cream is 52, is also 7.
They make for beitzim because one of the sound is beitzim the dagim and mashkis.
Beitza is 100.
Eggs, no?
It's 107. Beitza is 107, so then it's going to be 8, not 7. If you take away the word, you'll get 7. I mean, but. So the lesson is you have to eat ice cream and not eggs. That's the moral of the story.
What about Chalent? Anytime.
Chalent, of course. Chalent, I don't know, because in Halacha there's a concept called Pashtida. I think even that's just, no, they call it in the sub Pashtida? Yeah? But I did Pashtida, because it's mentioned in Halacha, but Pashtida does not equal 7. But you know, it's interesting. Challah, yayin, dog, basar, marak, dessert, glida. I mean, all these things equal 7. No, it's interesting. Think about it. That all the inyanim of Shabbos equal 7.
Yeah, but when it talks about all the Jews keeping Shabbat, does it mean any Shabbat? If they all for coming to Mashiach, any Shabbat?
We all have to keep the same one.
Yeah.
If
all the Jews would keep a Shabbos at the same time, yeah.
For any Shabbat of the week.
Yeah, no.
If
this week all the Jews kept it, Mashiach would come. Not sometimes this, sometimes that, you know.
All the Jews.
Wow. Okay, then the Torah says like this. It's a lot of work. You know, they just made, Chabad made around the nation one Shabbos. Just one Shabbos, what do you call it? Whatever they call it, everybody should keep Shabbos.
If they keep doing it over and over, maybe.
Yeah, we'll get penetrate a little bit. Okay, now the Torah says like this: Pasuk Yudalit, Ushmartem es Shabbos. You should watch the Shabbos. I'll explain what that means. Okay, Ushmartem es Shabbos. You have to keep what? Literally, it probably means to keep the Shabbos, but. Here it says, observe the Shabbos. It really means, watch the Shabbos. Shmita means to watch and to guard the Shabbos. Ki kedesh lachem, because it's holy to you. Mechalaleha, those that desecrate it, meis yumas, will die. Ki kol ha'esa ba malacha, whoever does malacha on Shabbos. V'nichrasa ha'nefesh shehi mekerev ameha, that soul will be cut off from the nation. That's what we're going to talk about. Now, okay, it says like this. Number one, the pasuk seemingly contradicts itself because the pasuk says "Mechalala Meis Yumas." Means courts will kill you. And then it says, "Ki kol ha'esa ba malacha, whoever does malacha, v'nichrasa nefesh shehi will be cut off by Hashem." Meis Yumas means the court kills you. V'nichrasa nefesh shehi means Hashem kills you. So which one is it? So Rashi answers the question very simply from the Gemara. It depends how you desecrated Shabbos. If you were warned by witnesses, two kosher witnesses, and you intentionally desecrated Shabbos, then Beis Din kills you. If, what you get, by the way, the punishment is skila, stoning. What happens if somebody did it intentionally, but they weren't warned? Then v'nichnasa nefesh shahid, then God kills you. So this is what the pasuk is saying, two aspects. A person who intentionally desecrates Shabbos, with warning, with edim and everything, so then the pasuk says, Mais, you must, court kills you with skila, with stoning. Otherwise, whoever does malacha, meaning intentionally, without warning, without witnesses, then it's going to be, then the person will get kodesh.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Can I take you back for one moment, please, to what you said earlier this evening about you got to keep Shabbos. If you don't keep, you're not supposed
No.
You must rest on Shabbos, otherwise you don't keep.
Right.
I have a very, very good story to tell everybody where I participated.
Do me a favor. Tell it at 9:02.
Okay.
Good. In 9:02, tell the story.
Let me tell it now and get done with it.
Okay, make it fast.
In New York, you probably, all of you know about the East River Drive.
No?
It's a drive that goes all the way from Wall Street all the way up to the Bronx.
Okay, the kitchen, no?
And it separates Brooklyn from Manhattan. I lived in Manhattan. And Friday evenings, we didn't have air conditioning in the 30s. Friday evenings, a lot of the Heiliger Jews who looked like Rabbi Schusterman, beard, black clothes, everything, walked down the drive because it was hot. They went to shul. They kept Shabbos. They said everything you had to say, Kiddush, invention, and everything. But a gang of Christians.
We heard it 5 times already. Make it fast. It's late.
Ganged up on the Jews walking and beat the hell out of them.
And you took sticks and beat them up.
Every Friday night. Well, I belonged to a gang of half Jewish, half Italian.
No.
Later, I want you to listen.
Marty, come on. Hey, it's not
and
right.
We planned to get the goyim. My Italians were the sons of mafia gangsters.
Marty.
Italian gangster.
It's not right.
I'm done in a minute.
Hurry up.
I'm done in a minute. And then one Friday night, we hit out. Two here. First, second, third, fourth, fifth, House Street, Sixth Street. And we had clubs. And we waited for one yell. And when one Jew saw one holy Jew in black clothes and a white beard being assaulted by these Michigan Agoyim,
okay,
we leaped and we beat these guys up. Last I knew,
Marty.
Last I knew, 8 of the Goyim we threw into the East River. And the cops are still looking for me. And that was 1937.
Beautiful, Marty.
So
don't tell them that. They'll keep doing it.
The cops are still looking for me.
Okay. Don't do me a favor. Okay, now the pasuk. Okay, Marty. Ushmartem is a Shabbos. What does it mean here? Watching the Shabbos. Watching. Oh, by the way, one more thing that the pasuk, not in this pasuk, the Gemara lose out from a different psukim. We have like this: if you desecrate Shabbos, warned by witnesses intentionally, you get stoned. If you did intentionally and you weren't warned, then Hashem makes chorus. You die early. What happens if somebody did it accidental? Shoigig, then you have to bring what's called a carbon chatas, a sin offering. But the definition of accidental, what is the definition of accidental, does not mean that you're leaning against the wall and by mistake the light went on or off. Accidental means, according to halacha, what is shoigig? Shoigig means you know what you're doing, but you think what you're doing is allowed. Either because you forgot it was Shabbos, or you didn't know that it's forbidden to do it on Shabbos. To give you a very simple example. If a guy leans against the wall and the light goes on, that's not shaygig. You don't bring a carbon for that. In Hebrew it's called misasek, meaning you just But it's not something that you have to bring a carbon for. A carbon is if somebody doesn't know that you're not allowed to turn on the light on Shabbos. He thought you're allowed to. And he turned on the light. That is called accident. Because he knew what he was doing. He just thought what he was doing was allowed because he didn't know that you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Or if a person wakes up in the morning and they're half asleep and they forgot it was Shabbos and they go turn on the light, that is also shaygig, that you have to bring a carbon because you forgot it was Shabbos. So these are the three different punishments of Shabbos. Warned with witnesses, skila, stoning, intentional without warning, Hashem kills you. Shaygig means you knew what you were doing, but you thought it was allowed, so then it's the punishment of chatas. Now, what does it mean here? Shmartem es Shabbos. What does it mean to watch the Shabbos? So, Mefarshim explains, Dor HaChaim HaKadosh explains like this. We just got through learning before from the word ach, that sometimes you have to desecrate Shabbos. What does it mean? That you have to, if somebody got through, that's Leil, Pikuch Nefesh, you have to desecrate Shabbos. So somebody might think that because they already desecrated Shabbos for the person who was deathly ill, so that's it. Shabbos is over. You know? So the Torah says no. Ushmartem es Shabbos. You still have to keep Shabbos ki kedushu because it's holy. Even though you desecrated Shabbos to save somebody's life. But that doesn't mean you can now go watch television or do whatever you want. You can only do things on Shabbos which is pertaining to the person's life. And therefore, the Rechaim asks, why is the Torah saying Shmartem es Shabbos? It already says, Achas Shabbosi Tishmeru. In the previous pasuk, the pasuk says, Achas Shabbosi Tishmeru, keep the Shabbos. Then the Torah says again, Shmartem es Shabbos. Other Mefarshim learn another aspect. What does it mean, guard the Shabbos? That you're supposed to count the days to Shabbos to make sure you'll never come to the wrong day. That you'll never come to the wrong day. So they write, Ushmartem es Shabbos means you have to keep the guard the Shabbos. How do you guard the Shabbos? By making sure you know exactly Monday is Monday, Tuesday is Tuesday, that by the time Shabbos comes, you know exactly that it's Shabbos. The Medrash says, we're coming soon to Purim, that it says in the Megillah that when Esther went for the beauty contest, it said, "Ve'esheva hana'odais haru'uyis lomi beis hamelech." Esther had the 7 maidservants that the king gave her, you know, in the beauty pageant. So the Medrash says, why did she need 7 maidservants? Because Esther wanted every day to know when Shabbos was going to be. So the 7 maidservants, she gave him a name, Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, Yom Revi. And when it came Shabbos, she had the girl that was Shabbos, so she knew it was Shabbos. And the Medrash says it. Okay. I didn't make it up. Now, but the Medrash says another interesting thing. Esther Dafka wanted, it says, and the Medrash says even after she became queen, she also had this. Didn't have calendars in those days, didn't have the news to tell you what day of the week it is. So she had these people, and Esther didn't want to tell everybody she was Jewish. So she had the 6 girls during the week saw her work. The one on Shabbos, she didn't work. But she thought that she never worked. Otherwise they would start questioning why this day she's working, why this day she's not working. So she had one housekeeper for both days. She would say, hey, 1 minute, this day she's working, this day she's not working, what's going on? And then they find out she's Jewish. Like this, the Friday one saw that she worked. Thursday saw she worked. Shabbos shiksa didn't see that she worked. So she didn't know to think that there's something different of Shabbos. And this is what it says, Shmartem es Shabbos. You have to keep the Shabbos. That's one way. Another thing, Esther was a frum Jew. I'm sure she lit the Shabbos.
Louder, honey.
She lit the Shabbos candles. What did you want to ask?
You were talking before about how you can break it, but you still have to. In the cases where you can break it, you still have to go back to Shabbat.
Right.
And keeping it.
Right.
What about the people who are like trying to slowly do Shabbat, and they feel like to say cigarette smokers, for example, like they want to have a cigarette on Shabbat, and they feel like they broke it already by smoking a cigarette. If they smoke it, does it only count with the things that you can break Shabbat for, or does that also count with the things that you?
No, I mean just because it got, in other words, you can't say that because I smoked a cigarette on Shabbos. So therefore, Shabbos is anyway desecrated, so I might as well drive a car. One thing is not, and that, in fact, that's what the Pasuk is saying. That you have to keep Shabbos, ki kodeshi, Shabbos still remains holy. Even when you have to desecrate Shabbos to save a life, Shabbos still remains holy, that all the other aspects that you have to keep, you have to keep. Another aspect that the Mefarshim explain, what does it mean here, Shmartim as a Shabbos? They say it means that even Goyim should see that you're keeping Shabbos. When Goyim see that the stores are closed and there's no business, and the Goyim will see that Jews are not talking business and Shabbos, Halavai, pleasant dreams, then they'll be able to see that, and that's why it says, Ushmaitim is a Shabbos ki kedeshi. How do you make Shabbos holy? By even the Goyim recognizing the concept of Shabbos. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, it's a very famous Gemara. The Gemara says, where do we see Shabbos in the creation of the world? Where do you see that world is different than Shabbos? And the Gemara says, Sambatin Yechiach. There's a river, nobody knows where it is today. There's a river called Sambatin that the whole week spits up rocks and stones. And in Shabbos, it's quiet. So the Gemara says, Shabbos, like where do you find Shabbos in Bria? In creation, the Gemara says, Sambatin Yechiach, that it spits rocks during the week, means very active, and Shabbos, it's quiet. Okay, another thing, what?
So then, there is some importance to try to bring non-Shomer Shabbat Jews to you, because then, at that moment, they're keeping Shabbat.
Correct.
They drive, but at that moment they're having dinner.
Yeah, but okay, but not going into the halacha aspects of about inviting guests. Not we'll
no,
see.
No,
why not?
Because okay, another thing. Another thing the Mefarshim explain.
It's important for us. We have to. Follow.
You come to a halacha class. This is not a halacha class.
Okay, but I'm not going to come to all the class for one question.
So call me on the phone. So it says in the pasuk, one pasuk says, you have to keep Shabbos. And then again, the Pasuk says, Ushmartim es Shabbos. So it says, what does it mean? This also learns that you have to add unto Shabbos. There's a din, you have to add, why do we, like, women light candles, let's say 18 minutes before sundown? To add unto Shabbos a little bit. And the Gemara learns from a different Pasuk of Yom Kippur that you have to add to Shabbos when it begins. And you have to add to Shabbos when it ends. It's what's called Teis Shabbos V'yomtiv, which according to many opinions is even Min HaTorah.
18 minutes before Shabbat?
That's the custom. It doesn't necessarily have to be, but that's the custom.
But you could bring like half an hour or 1 hour.
Right. Also. Yes. Now, also the Kedusha, what do you mean Kiked? Hilochem. On Shabbos, we have a Neshama Yeseira. An extra Neshama. That many people want to convince themselves when they eat food on Shabbos they don't gain weight, because it's the extra neshama, the neshama yaseira that's gaining the weight. But it's an interesting thing that even as soon as a pasuk beiniu bein bnei Yisrael, and pasuk, I just want to mention now because pasuk yud zayin, it says beiniu bein bnei Yisrael eisili elam, okay. Right, yeah. So it's brought down, Beini, the word Beini between me and the Jews. Beini is an acronym for B'Shabbos Yesh Neshama Yeseira. That on Shabbos there's an extra Neshama. In fact, Halacha says, we know Saturday night we smell the Psalmim. So why do you smell the Psalmim Saturday night? Because he says, on Shabbos we have an extra Neshama, an extra soul. Saturday night, the neshama leaves. So the person sad, so to make up for the sadness for the neshama, extra neshama leaving, so we smell psalmim to make us feel better. That's the reason why we smell psalmim on Saturday night. It has to do with the extra neshama, and the neshama yaseidu. Okay, another thing also it says, what does it mean, Shmartim is a Shabbos ki kedishi, that a person should act with more holiness on Shabbos than they do during the week. Shabbos, you're supposed to learn more, you're supposed to daven better, you know, all that type of stuff, because Shabbos is a, excuse me, Shabbos is a holier day. In Pasuk Tezvav, it says like this, Sheishas yomim yayasim alacha, 6 days work should be done, Sheishas yomim yayasim alacha, work, or simply in English it's translated as work may be done, Uvayayim ashvi Shabbos Shabbos in Kedush Lashem, Shabbos is a double resting, okay? Meaning, you can't even do things pertaining to food. We know the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook for food. Shabbos, you're not allowed to cook for food. So the Rashi brings down that why does it say Shabbos Shabbosing? What's the double expression Shabbos Shabbosing? To teach us that on Shabbos, it's so holy you can't even cook. Unlike Yom Tov, which is also called Shabbos, by the way. You're allowed to cook. This is Shabbos Shabbosin. It's holy, you can't even cook, and you can't even do anything like you would be able to do on Yom Tov. What does Shabbos Shabbosin mean? Rashi says also Shabbos Shabbosin means it should be a proper rest, not a temporary rest. Shabbos has to be a day of rest. Now the Mefarshim ask, in the Ten Commandments, and Sersa Dibris says like this, what we read Shabbos, Sheishes Yomim Ta'asa Melachtecha. We read the Shabbos. 6 days, you should do work. Ta'asa means you should do work. Ye'asa, in Hebrew, means work should be done. It's not active, it's passive. Sheishes Yomim Ye'asa Melachtecha. So in English, it translates that you're allowed to do work. Why over here does the Torah say it Ye'asa rather than Ta'asa? He says like this, when a person keeps Shabbos, God will get the work done for you. Then the work of the 6 days, because he starts off by keeping Shabbos. If you keep Shabbos, so then the Torah says Hashem will get the work done as if you wouldn't have to do it because Hashem will take care of it. So that's what he said. Another reason why it says Yasim Malacha, and also Sheishes Yomim Yasim Malacha V'Yem Ashvi Shabbos Shabbosin, you can't make a different day Shabbos. What happens? The guy will say, "You know what? I'm going to make Wednesday Shabbos." You're not allowed to do it. The Torah says it has to be 6 days and the day of Shabbos. It's interesting. A guy who keeps Shabbos is Chayiv Misa. A guy who keeps Shabbos.
What's that explanation?
1 minute. So first of all, it says because Ki Eisi Beini Ubein Bnei Yisrael. This is only a sign between Jews and Hashem. The Gemara says, Akum Sheshavas, Chayiv Misa. A guy that keeps Shabbos is Chayiv Misa. And Rambam says, by the way, it's not only if they keep Shabbos. If a guy will make Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Sunday, Shabbos, and they will keep it properly, like a Jew keep Shabbos, the Chayiv Misa, even if it's not Shabbos.
I mean, they don't do it properly, but they take Saturday as...
The if they'll take... Yeah, but they end up don't keeping Shabbos. We're talking about... When the Gemara says, a guy that keeps Shabbos gets killed, is speaking when he keeps Shabbos like completely like a Jew.
Yeah.
No melacha at all.
The
Rambam says, even if he chooses any day of the week. Uh-huh. I'm saying, no, not. The Rambam says, even if it's not Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Any day of the week that a guy chooses to rest, he's Chayiv Misa. Why? I mean, what do you care if a guy, you know, he's not doing anything wrong. But as we explained, when we learned Aser Sedibis, which is a while ago, the whole concept of Shabbos is, Hashem says, I created, you create. Right? The 6 days of the week, Hashem says, I occupy myself with world. I occupy myself with creation. Because if you say creating a world, that means Hashem is occupying himself, kaviyachal, with the world. So Hashem is putting himself into a limited nature. That's what creation is. So Hashem says, a Jew keeps Shabbos. A Jew works during 6 days of the week. We are associated with the level of Hashem, which is creator. Hashem creates, we create. Therefore, like we explained many times, work on Shabbos does not mean work. Work on Shabbos means creativity. Hashem created, Hashem stopped creating. So it's not work. The Torah uses the word malacha, but Chazal explained it doesn't mean work as physical labor. Because like we said, you can schlep a table back and forth a whole day, you didn't desecrate Shabbos. You didn't rest. You didn't fulfill the positive mitzvah of resting, but you didn't desecrate Shabbos. Why? Because that's not called creativity. Hashem created 6 days, so he says, when we create 6 days, then we associate ourselves with Hashem, who is natural Elohim, Bereshis Bara Elohim, Vayomer Elohim, that level of God that associates himself with creation. On Shabbos, Hashem stopped creating, meaning Hashem goes back to his infinite level, so to speak. So therefore, when a Jew stops creating on Shabbos, he associates himself with the infinite level of Hashem. To that level of godliness, a goy doesn't have a connection to. A goy has a connection to the level of Elohim, of work. So therefore, if the pasuk says, Adam la'amal yulad, a person was born to work. Hashem says, a person has to work. So a goy, to fulfill their mission in life, because they are only associated with the level of God that deals with world, creation, and creativity. So a guy has to create 6 days, 7 days a week. Only a Jew who has a neshama, which is higher than nature, so on Shabbos they have the ability to associate with that level of Hashem, which is higher than creation. But therefore, a guy, for instance, doesn't have that level. And this explains, by the way, if you remember when we're learning Parshas Shmais, and earlier in Bereshis, at the end of Bereshis, Pari, when Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Pari, and he says, God sent me to take the Jews out of Egypt. Yeah? This is what Moshe Rabbeinu said. So what did Hashem tell him? What did Pari tell him? Lo yadaiti es Hashem. Okay? He says, Lo yadaiti es Hashem, v'gam es Yisrael lo yashaleach. Yeah. Huh? Later on in it's either okay, so it's in the Veda. Pari says to Moshe, Lo yadaiti es Hashem, I don't know God, and I'm not going to send the Jewish people out. So the question is, Pari himself said, Etzba Elokimi, it's the finger of God. How can he say, Le'yadaitis Hashem, I don't know God, if Pari himself says it's the finger of God? So, Chassidus explains that because what Pari said was, I don't know Havaya, I don't know Yudke Vavke, I don't know the supernatural of God, level of God. Pari says, as Yaakov told Pari, Elokim ya'aneh shalom Pari, God will answer your peace. Etzba Elokimi, Elokim goyim have a connection to. And then that's fine. Then there's a connection. So therefore he says like this, a goy that keeps. Okay, anyway, whoever it is. Okay, it's in Shmoyis. What?
So Hashem abstained from work on the seventh day.
Correct.
But at the same time...
John, speak louder, please.
Hashem abstained from work on the seventh day. But yet we learned from Chassidut that everything is recreated every second, or it can't do this. So how is that understood when Hashem is either stopping or he's continually creating?
What's that? By the way, at the end of Shemaitz, who is this God? Lo yadaitis Hashem, v'gam es Yisrael lo yashaleach. Right? Okay, that's what you said, the puzzle at the end of Shemaitz. Let me ask you a different question. I'll be Jewish and I'll answer your question. Hashem keeps Torah?
Yes.
Does Hashem keep Torah? It says Hashem keeps Torah.
Is he Jewish?
Is he Jewish? Of course he's Jewish. God is white, male, Ashkenazic Jew. Just keep that in mind.
25 to 35.
At least you agree he's male. It's also an accomplishment. So the question is, are you allowed to water your grass in Shabbos?
No.
Hello?
No.
No. How does Hashem make it rain? Are you allowed to kill somebody in Shabbos? How do people die in Shabbos? I mean, you can ask, go through every one of the lamites from Lachas of Shabbos, Hashem transgresses. Explains as follows. How can Hashem create the world on Shabbos? The fact is, it's continuous creation. And you don't need, even without chassidus, of the Kama Chadish Betuvei B'choyim Tomin Maisi Bereshis, yeah, or Leilem Hashem Dvarcha Nitzah B'Shemayim. So how is it possible that Hashem does create the world? So chassidus explains that during the week, it's created with Hashem's speech. And Shabbos, Hashem creates the world B'machshava, with thought. In other words, just like Hashem doesn't speak, Hashem doesn't think. He does speak, but not the way we analyze it. Correct? We discussed in the past, when Torah says Hashem speaks, it's not in any way that Hashem has a mouth and he speaks and you hear words and, you know, God said, let there be light. Who did he talk to? Himself. It doesn't mean that Hashem spoke. It means the concept of speech by a person, that we can understand the concept of speech by Hashem. Okay? Mipsari erze lakada pasuk says, from my own flesh I can grasp God. What is speech by a person? To analyze what the concept of speech is by a person, we can analyze the concept of speech by Hashem. But there's no way that Hashem has a mouth and speaks. That's mamash apikursis. Whoever believes that the Rambam says, whoever thinks Hashem is a goof, it's the Musa goof, is an apikeiros, a non-believer in God. Speech is a revelation of a concealed thought. Speech, if I think something, you don't know what I'm thinking, correct? So when I speak it, I reveal it to you. So when it says in Chumash, Vayemer Elokim, I'm very briefly, because we went through this many times at greater length. When it says in Chumash that Hashem said, let there be light, what does it mean in simple English? Hashem has a power to create light. That power was not revealed. Vayemer Elokim, Hashem spoke. Hashem revealed that power of creating light, and light became created. But he didn't speak. Now, what is thought? Thought is also a revelation, but thought is a revelation to yourself, not to somebody else. Meaning as follows. If you know, let's say, 2 and 2 is 4, right? But when you're playing basketball, you're not thinking 2 and 2 is 4. Or maybe when you play basketball, you do. But when you're doing other things, okay, you know something, you know seichel, you know, you have a certain level of intelligence. But if you're not thinking about it, right, then that aspect is not even revealed to you. If you have a midah, a feeling, an emotion, you love somebody. Okay? A person loves their kids. But when they're working and they're not thinking, they're occupied doing other things, the love is there, but it's not revealed. Not even to themselves. Thought is a power of revealing, whether it's intellect, emotions, whatever it may be, Seichel Amidus, Machshava reveals it to yourself, Dibur reveals it to somebody else. So Machshava, relax, wait 20 minutes. Machshava means a revelation which is much more refined revelation than speech. Action is even less refined than speech. When something comes into action, it's coming into something much more tangible than speech or thought. Thought is a revelation to yourself. Speech is a revelation to somebody else. Action is a revelation into something else. Okay? During the week, Hashem creates the world with speech, as it says in the Chumash. Vayomer Elokim. God spoke. What does it mean God spoke? God revealed the power that he has. But it is revealed to something, so to speak, outside of him. Even though there's nothing outside of Hashem, but relatively speaking, it's to revealing to a level of world which is lower. Machshava, though, thought, is God revealing the same things, the same thing, but to himself, on his godly level. So, creation during the week, Hashem is creating the world with speech. Hashem stopped creating, meaning he stopped speaking. Mm-hmm. So how does he create the world on Shabbos? Through thought, which makes the world on a higher spiritual level than it is during the week. And therefore in Yerushalmi, it says in Talmud Yerushalmi, that Ama'aretz Eine Meshaker B'Shabbos. Even an illiterate, an ignoramus, does not lie on Shabbos. And therefore, according to Halacha, during the week, if you come into the house of an Ama'aretz, and you ask him if he tithes the stuff, you know, his grains, and he says yes, Halacha says you don't believe him, because he lies. The Yerushalmi says, on Shabbos, for Shabbos, you believe him. If an Ama'aretz on Shabbos, you come to his house to eat, and the Ama'aretz says, by the way, I tithed everything, you can eat it, the Gemara Yerushalmi says, you believe him. Why? It says, Ama'aretz Eina Meshaker B'Shabbos. Why? Because of the Kedusha of Shabbos, which is felt in the world, he doesn't lie. The question is, you know how many people lie on Shabbos? So the question is, the Gemara says, Ama'aretz Eina Meshaker B'Shabbos. So how can... So the Rebbe, I remember, the Rebbe once explained, you don't take away free choice. That means, by nature, a Jew cannot lie on Shabbos. But if you choose to lie, listen, you could choose to lie against your nature. Where does that come from? It comes to the level of Kedushi. Shabbos is a level of Kedusha, because the creation of the world on Shabbos is the level of Hashem revealing, but it's to himself. So it remains in the realm of Kedusha, rather than to something, or somebody, so to speak, like speech, is a revelation to somebody else, while thought is only a revelation to yourself.
Well, since the fire already happened, it's already action, it's no longer machshavah, it's no longer thought, because it's...
It's in a higher level than the rest of the week.
But how the orders are followed? Rain, sun...
So...
I mean, for us...
In the realm of Hashem, those things don't exist. That's another...
Private domain, yeah.
In Apikarius, as in Abikiva, in the Gemara, there's an Apikarius, as in Abikiva, if your God... He keeps Shabbos, how come he waters the gardens? And so Rabbi Kiva answered him that the whole world is a private domain. Mm-hmm. But they have the Mefarshim asked a question, but that you can't water your lawn in a private domain. It only helps for caring. What do you mean? In your house you can't water the lawn. Mm-hmm. So what did Rabbi Kiva answer to Shusa Yochid? So the answer is, it's a different concept of private domain. Refers to public domain, refers to diversity, lack of feeling of the oneness of God. In the realm of God, everything is a private domain where godliness is felt and sensed, so the whole concept of work or not work doesn't apply. It's a whole different concept. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then it says, Kalaisa, okay.
Maybe it's a private domain. Could turn the water inside your home.
No, that's not. But here you're watering gas. People are davening. People are dying. I mean, okay, you have to do. Okay, the Rechaim says you have to. What do you mean? Guarding the Shabbos means you have to make sure that you know which day is Shabbos and the concept of Shabbos. You shouldn't come to desecrate Shabbos.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
I can't let you get away with the statement that you're not allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos. There are a number of Jews that are alive today because they killed Goyim or Schwarzes or whoever came into their houses to rob them and kill them. And somehow...
One minute. When I said Shabbos, you're not allowed to kill, and during the week you could...
And you have to?
Why didn't you ask me a better question? I said on Shabbos you're not allowed to kill. So you have to? Huh?
You have to save your life. You're
self-defense. You're allowed to kill on Shabbos too, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, V'sham Rebnei Yisrael says Shabbos, Pasuk Tazayin. V'sham Rebnei Yisrael says Shabbos, and the Jews she will observe the Shabbos. Lasis is a Shabbos to make the concept of Shabbos to the Reisim for all generations. Bris Elam, an everlasting covenant. So it says that Shabbos is actually the covenant which exists between Hashem. And the Pasuk says it's a covenant l'dereisim for all generations. The Mefarshim explained that whoever keeps Shabbos properly is considered as if they kept every Shabbos from the beginning of creation. That's what the Medrash says. It's considered that it's forever. From this Pasuk that it says Bris Elam, the Gemara learns out also that you're allowed to do a Bris and Shabbos, because the Shabbos is called Bris, and this is Bris, so then Shabbos you would be allowed to do the concept of a Bris. It's a sign that Hashem created the world from nothing to something, and you could do a Bris Mila. Okay, we said that Ed Neshama Yaseira. Okay, let's finish this. Okay, I can't finish this part. No, there's too much to talk about it. Okay, we're going to stop. Yud Zayin is too much to talk about.